do that face, but look at the camera because it's so funny. She does this like face when she does that dance move, and it makes me laugh. Do it. Come on. I don't know why, but it's so good.
The trick is not blinking. And then if you do that dance move, you will succeed. No, Anna, you look too pretty. You have to, it's like a little bit of an overbite.
Oh, okay.
This is how you stay single throughout high school.
I already have an overbite, though. Let me do an underbite.
Yeah, and don't break. Yeah.
That looks really bad. Like, I don't think I'm doing the right move. It looks like I'm thrusting. And I didn't,
why is it that every time we're on the post game together, both of you have to dance, and then they make gifs out of
it? Hey, I'm sorry that we're happy.
Yeah.
Okay?
I'm happy now.
I'm sorry.
I was very stressed out today, and I was like barely keeping it together pretty much 90% of the day. Now I feel like I can take a load off and actually enjoy being on
camera.
Hey,
Anna, it's only Tuesday.
I know. This week has been very stressful.
Yeah, it's a crazy week. What do you want to talk about, Anna? Is there anything in particular that you would like to talk about? Can I bring up the subject?
Absolutely.
Okay. What do you guys think about cultural appropriation?
Oh gosh.
No.
Is this boring?
No, I don't think it's boring.
Damn, does this seem like work?
It's not boring, but it's certainly not fun either. Post game is supposed to be when Grace can kick back with the friends and have some fun.
I think
that it's actually a very weighty issue that I don't want to get into.
Let's not talk about it. On another post game, maybe.
I have an issue that I've kind of been dealing with.
Okay.
It's gonna sound really heavy when I say it, but I want you to know that I'm really fine and everyone's really fine in this situation, but it's definitely on my heart. So my best friend has cancer.
Jesus.
Right.
Christ.
No. But
what
wait. But wait.
No.
No. Let me finish.
Okay.
I said it would be weighty, but let me get it out.
Okay.
My best friend has cancer. That is true. What is also true is that I'm going to see her. We went to school together in Belgium. She now lives in London. I'm going to see her in London, and I am I'm doing a comedy show while I'm in London because she's never seen me do stand up before. She wants to see me do stand up. Now, here's the thing that I need to get your opinions on.
Don't
make it weird. She wouldn't want that.
Don't
use your cancer-stricken friend as leverage.
She said I could use the cancer card whenever I wanted.
Okay,
if it would help me,
but
my best friend has cancer.
Is she gonna make it? Do we know?
Well, you can never
Jesus
really
Christ.
Know for sure.
Why?
But her chances are pretty good, we think, because she's dealing with it in an aggressive way. So she is it's very likely that she's gonna live. Now, look, this is not what I want.
Should we not care on whether or not you can do stand up there?
So let me finish.
Okay.
So stand up is my sort of my art form where I like let it out. Like whatever I'm feeling, I end up talking about it on stage. So this has been definitely on my heart since I found out about it about like 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago.
Yes, make a joke about cancer.
No. So my whole act since I've been doing stand-up is pretty much about like when your best friend has cancer, like what do you do?
Oh my God, I would. I'm getting emotional thinking about my best friend having cancer. But anyway.
Grace, you're making Anna cry. This is the opposite effect that you would want to have as a comedian.
Okay, I'm sorry I keep interrupting you. Continue.
No, it's okay. Yes. Look, we could talk. Here's a subject everyone can weigh in on. here's a light thing. Cultural appropriation. Shut up. Cancer? Yes. Anyway. So basically, a big part of my act is about like how I've been dealing with cancer, like her cancer, like the feelings that I have about it, like how I.
There's got to be a joke about how selfish you are.
Yes, it's a lot about that. But there's also a big.
How am I dealing with her?
So she is going to see me do stand up in London, like at the end of this month. And I have told her, I'm like, just so you know, I totally talk about you having cancer on stage. And honestly, it's kind of the only thing I've been talking, like I could roll out old material, but I feel like I ran it by her. We Skyped over the weekend. She was like, I think it's great. Like I think it would actually be kind of fun. Like I want to laugh about this. Like she had to get her eyebrows tattooed on. She's like, we could but it's like funny.
Okay.
It's funny. Is it not?
I'm sorry.
We're all like laughing. She and I are like laughing about it, but now I'm like, is it?
Is it insensitive?
No. Well, how can it be if it's her and she's like, no, I want to see you talk about this. Like, I feel like we should be able to laugh about it. And she's been really emphatic from the beginning to our whole friend group. She's like, if you are going to be weird about this and like that I don't really want you, because you don't want to be around people crying when, you know, you don't know what your situation is going to be. You want to be around like funny, happy people. Mm-hmm. And apparently, allegedly, that I am one of those. So I don't know. I guess I kind of have to talk about like her like cancer on stage. But isn't that like, what do you guys think?
I don't think you have to do anything. Okay. I think that you.
But I want to. But is that fucked up that I want to, Anna?
Why don't you make a story about how selfish you are, that you're literally using your friend's cancer to make a joke about it, and then you asked her, and then you're still like, you had a moral conundrum, and yet you're still up there talking about it, and she's in the room.
It's not really.
Like, you could even be like, what if she dies? Like, that would be a funny joke.
I think that'd be jokes.
What?
What?
Let's hear the joke.
I think it's funny, right?
Like, what?
Okay, well, it's not like a story.
Like, imagine
it's not
I'm
like
using
story,
her cancer and then she dies.
Hold on, here, stop talking over Grace. I want to hear her.
So some of the premises that I've been working out, and a lot of this came when it was like really raw, when it's just like, I'm going to London, and people were like, yeah, and I was like, because my friend has cancer, my best friend, I've known her since I was 8. They all get like really sad, and I was like, I know, like, it's really selfish of her that I'm now the bummer in this situation. Like, we were all having fun when we thought I was going to see the London Eye. Now here comes cancer friend. Everyone's sad. Like, that sucks for her. Also, I was invited to go to to DragCon. You know I love RuPaul's Drag Race. I was invited to go to DragCon.
Yeah.
Right. And the guy was like, hey, I will you come with me? You and Lizzie, I'll comp you tickets. It'll be so much fun. And I was like, I can't go. And he was like, why? And I was like, I have plans. And he was like, what are your plans? Like, oh, Miss Big Shot over here, you think you have plans? And I had to be like, I'm going to London because my friend has cancer. And he was like, oh, and I was like, so now I'm the bummer. Now I can't go to RuPaul's Drag Race, and it's all about me. And then I ordered this thing off of Etsy because I wanted to get us matching shirts, because we used to like match and stuff. Yeah. But I am a 6 foot, 180-pound human, and she is like 5 foot small. And so I was like, I need an extra large size, but she needs an extra small size. And the Etsy store owner, who I imagine has exorbitant amounts of time on their hand because they run an Etsy store, was like, sorry, we can't adjust the sizes. We don't have extra small. I respond, yeah, but what if she has cancer, though? And they were able to accommodate that. You don't think about that. There should be like a reserve for like if like we don't have these sizes unless the following qualifications. For a long time, if we were going out to lunch as friends and she was like, I want to go to Pizza Hut, I want to go to Subway, I could be like, hey, here's the thing. I'm not allowed to get married in some states, so how about we go to Subway where I want to go? And now she can be like, we're going to Pizza Hut because, bitch, I have cancer.
It's good.
So that's some of the stuff I've been exercising.
Love that Grace was like, oh, I don't know if I should do it. Oh, no, okay, so let's start.
Like, I also had another comedian. This is true, though. It's a weird thing to like be wrestling with, because like as a comedian, you're on stage, you want that attention for yourself. Like, that is what it is. You want to have the microphone, the spotlight on you to share your opinions. That's it. And I had a comedian come up to me, and he was like, hey, like, I'm really sorry to hear about your friend. He's like, but honestly, like, if she dies, you could get a hot set out of that. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, I'm just saying, like, you'd have a captive audience, like, you could do a hot 20 minutes at the funeral. I was like, but that, and like, that's what? Fucked up. But it's also, that's how comedians are. You think about that. You're just like, oh, what's in it? And then I feel gross because I do love her. That's why I'm going to London. I'm not going to London to do stand-up. I'm doing stand-up because she hasn't seen me do stand-up before. And I've known her since I was 8.
I just like the premise of you trying to help have the audience help you decide whether your friend having cancer is good or bad for you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's good for me because now I have an excuse to get out of stuff. So that's great for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Truly.
It's also bad for me because, all the
Hassan could be like, Grace, can you go out tonight? And I was like, I can't. Julie still has cancer.
Yeah.
Can't go. So that sucks. I don't know. It's put me in like, it's like a weird situation to be in, because also I feel so far from her going through these treatments. She just went through her first chemo treatment, and like, you want to be there for someone, and now I feel weird about who I am as a person, because my way of being there for her and like is being there for myself, honestly. Like, right? It's like, it's, but I don't know.
I think that you're conflicted for no reason.
Okay, for no reason.
Yeah, I don't think that you need to be conflicted. She wants you to go there. She wants to be able to laugh. She wants to see you do stand up. And she's completely comfortable with you talking about her situation. Like, you have no reason to feel bad. The only time I would feel bad is if I like blindside my best friend who has cancer with my set that like exploits her situation. Exactly.
And I was like, we're going out to dinner, and then I took her to a comedy club.
Oh my God, can you imagine? Like, that would be a
hold
nightmare.
Tight. prepare to be amazed.
That would be bad. That would be, and you're not doing that. And also, Grace, like, you're just, you don't have like an evil bone in your body. Like, you know.
But I feel like I do now at how I'm,
you're insane.
How I'm dealing
no.
with this.
Again,
it's pretty
this
evil
is,
what you're doing.
Well, I just make it, it's just like it's about me. But how can it be about her if I'm not there? Like, I would be there. I'm really, if my friend is going through something, then I, you know, when my friend's grandmother died, I was there with groceries, like, to yeah. help her. You know, I like being there for my friends. But I can't, what can I do? She's in London. I can't do anything. And so I would find myself late at night at like 2 a.m. going to Mike's with three people in an empty bar talking about my friend with cancer, like a confessional. And then, so it's like, I don't know what I'm, is that about, is that self-serving?
The worst thing or, you could do is do the stand-up and it'd be terrible.
It might
yeah.
be.
Don't think about that.
Yeah, don't let that pressure you. Don't let that pressure you, because then one, you like commoditize their cancer, and then two, you failed. It's like the Pepsi ad of stand-up specials, but then your friend has cancer and is dying.
If I was being paid at all to do it, then maybe it'd feel different. Given how so I will probably have to pay to do stand-up. I'm probably gonna have to be like a two-item minimum.
That makes it worse.
Right? Somehow. Yeah, I agree.
I okay, feel like not. You're not even getting paid to do it. Therefore, there's like no reason.
Look, you're
no,
doing it because it's something your friend
you.
Requested.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad you're doing it, and just don't stress it. You know,
just don't stress it. Make sure she doesn't die, because if she does, then you're fucked.
No,
That's my
I like I can't. I don't know why. Like, I know I'm being weird, but it's because as soon as you started talking about it, I thought about my best friend, and I would be, I don't even think I'd be able to come into work. Like, I would be a nightmare, right? Like, my best friend, I have like this weird protective, like, mentality toward her. She was my maid
yeah,
of honor and everything. She's just like, okay, Lauren, that's her name. Lauren is actually a little older than me, but I see her as like my little sister, because she has like this very like young, kind of impressionable like personality, and she's really sweet, and like I feel like she needs to be protected sometimes, you know? And so like, and she's also like so nice. She's nice to a fault, where I think people take advantage of her. You
right.
know what I mean? Or will at least attempt to. And so if anyone ever tries to hurt her, like the super aggressive, like evil part of me comes out and wants to like murder them. You know?
I would probably feel the same way, but like uh-huh. from the get-go when this came out, like she has been so like, this is how we're gonna deal with it. This mm-hmm. is how I want you guys to be about it. She was like, I want everyone to talk about it, because I don't want you to get here and start crying. Like, I want to be able
yeah.
to talk about everything without being weird about anything, because that's, we've never been weird with each other before. I don't really want to start now.
Yeah.
And I think that the more, for her, it's like, it's just cancer. People survive cancer all the time. Lance
that's
Armstrong.
A funny joke. I think that's funny. You should be like, oh, we get it. You just have cancer. Like, calm down. It's not like you have Ebola. You know what I mean?
Ebola.
Like,
yeah.
Chill out, okay? You have cancer. You're asking us to be fine about it and stuff.
Yeah.
No, that's not.
No,
funny.
No, no. I actually,
I'm not a comedian.
I think that is actually. I mean, it is, because it's, you know, cancer isn't. It's a scary disease, but it's also, you know, we know a lot of people who have beat cancer and are in remission. Lizzie's mom had cancer and she beat it and now is in remission.
If
as
she
well.
Doesn't, if she doesn't beat cancer, you'd be like, oh, what a. Never mind. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done with the dark humor. I'm sorry. This is what I laugh about. Sometimes I
our
think
two
you need
topics
to laugh.
For the post game. Let's keep it light.
I know. I like
cultural appropriation.
By the way, my topic was way lighter, and
I
you had no
be,
idea.
Can I just say, I really yeah. thought it would be lighter, because I have been talking about it so much that I forget that it's weighty.
Yeah.
Which I think is probably good for when I go there.
I'm not going to lie. I felt a tremendous amount of stress and weight lifted off my shoulders like as soon as the main show ended. And I'm like, all right, post game. You take a load
I'm
off.
I'm so sorry,
and
Anna.
Now I feel like so many emotions.
I know.
Overwhelming emotions. But like, yeah, look, it's not about your friend who has cancer. It's not about you. It's about me. Okay, so
let's
just focus about how you're making me feel right now.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. But okay.
Ironically, I'm the least selfish out of everyone here.
That is
today.
Ironic, because is. You're usually like the head honcho
ask,
of selfishness.
I know, that's what I'm saying. If you yeah. ask anyone in this group of people, they'd be like, obviously Hassan is the narcissist. Like, yeah, let's think about that for a second.
Let's keep it real. All three of us are narcissists. narcissist. We're in front of a camera.
Thank you. Thank you.
So that's, you have to have a certain level of narcissism to do what we do. So
yeah, to think that we, like, I always think about that, where it's like we have the audacity to believe that thousands of people want to hear what we have to say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Isn't that weird when you say it out loud?
It's a little bit different for digital because, like, you kind of play a part in building that audience. But, mm-hmm. like, when you're on television or when you're in front of an audience, like, when you go to do a stand-up bit or...
Don't assume there are people there in the audience, but yes.
I'm just saying, like, you go up there and the underlying pretense of that entire interaction is that... They have to listen to what I have to say. They're going to enjoy this. Like, that's what you're thinking.
Is that what you think? Because I feel like a lot of comedians put themselves in one of the most vulnerable positions imaginable. Because I couldn't.
Especially
I couldn't
Grace.
Do,
she does her special, I mean, her stand up naked. It's weird.
I couldn't. What? I couldn't do what you do. Like, I couldn't do what comedians do. Well, it's such a vulnerable.
I can barely do what I do. Like, I don't. I don't think that we should, like, hold me up as, like, a beacon of, like, comedic success. But mm-hmm. I think it's stand up comedy is, like, if you enjoy doing it, there's nothing like it. It doesn't come close. Like mm-hmm. doing videos on the internet or doing improv or acting, like that, the relationship that you have with an audience, there's nothing like it when it goes well. And the only reason why you appreciate it is when you've done enough stand-up that it's gone badly. And yeah. so you have these moments and I haven't bombed very badly recently. Like, there hasn't been a moment where I'm like, oh, well, this is maybe the whole bad idea. Mm-hmm. But I think that when you have those shows where everything's really clicking, and the last one that I had that felt that way was in South Dakota, where I talked about a murder case, which was unplanned mm-hmm. at all. Like, there's nothing like that feeling. Roseanne Barr said that when you get your first big laugh, you either get it and you want more or you don't. And I think that I don't grind as much as a lot of my friends do, but I still enjoy doing stand-up in empty bars because you just love it, even mm. though it can really suck, Anna. Like, one time I got asked what was underneath my shirt.
What?
Well, because I wear like a very tight binding sports bra, and so I think there was like a question like, what is under there? Mm-hmm. So I said chest hair, and we moved on. But like.
That was a great way of handling it. Good for you.
I'm wondering what's under your shirt. What a weird question.
Isn't that strange?
I have nothing under my shirt.
You handled it, and you were so tactful because my response would have been something so aggressive and like, you know, unnecessary. like, why do you have man boobs, bitch? Like, I would have said something like that, you know, which would have been so inappropriate. God. But also, that's just me.
It'd be amazing. If you just got heckled, it would just end in a fight. People would go to Anna's shows just like for the aggression.
Why am I like that? Why am I like that? No, I can't. I can't go to Coachella.
Why not?
Because I'm not allowed to have any fucking fun. That's why I'm not going to Coachella. What?
Okay, my bad. I'm sorry. I'm like trying to lighten the mood up a little bit. Grace over there is still trying to talk about cancer. I'm like, let's talk about fun stuff. Like
Coachella.
I'm going.
Damn it, Coachella.
Okay, so this is fun. I'm being like needlessly terrible, but
you look really good today. I think so. I do.
Fucking Haas, man.
I would be honest. Like, did I say that to Grace? Absolutely not.
What is happening with this post game? This is just all over the place.
That was good.
Anyway, I'm not going to Coachella, but I have fantasies about. I have fantasies on a regular basis about going back to 2013, 2014, and living my life the way I did back then.
What a
joke. Like when Obama was president.
Oh,
and the world just made sense.
I saw you out with Hassan one time in 2013, 2014, I remember.
Yeah, I would have fun. I'd go out.
I would give her tips about like how to, you know, how to navigate through through
the
social life, like the dating life.
Yeah.
It was fun. You were a fun person.
I know, and I'm not
you
fun anymore.
You are fun.
I did an MDMA, like at Coach. Coachella, and the I thing got is, really
like,
sick.
But the Clopey is super fun. So, like, I want you guys to, like, come out more. I try to get you guys to come out more. And then every time you guys come out, you do have fun.
No, no, we do. We do. Look, it's
and then you're like,
not,
we had so much fun. Let's not do this for four more months
Time. My lack of fun has nothing to do with my relationship status or Christian. Christian is, like, he's the only only component of my life that pressures me to have fun and pressures me to, like, just move away from the computer and do something else. I'm just... I love what I do, but I realized this yesterday. I've kind of turned into jank where, like, the second I wake up, I'm working. And even when I'm gone, like, when I leave the office, I'm still working. And I'm like, how did I get here? Because I told myself I'd never let myself do this. And so last night or yesterday, the only free time I had was spent watching Better Call Saul. And then, like, halfway through it, I was exhausted, so I passed out. And that was
That's a very jank move, by the way.
I know.
That is also a very jank move.
And I promised myself I would go to Coachella this year because I genuinely enjoy the music and the company. Like, I have fun. And then it just didn't end up happening because life just got too serious. And I'm making a really big personal, and I don't want to get into details, so don't. I'm making a very big personal change in my life, and it is the most...
Sex reassignment surgery Anna's going through. I'm sorry I had to put that out there.
No, that's not what's happening. But no. It's just very stressful and I don't know. Life is just too big and there's too many responsibilities right now. But
I feel you.
But that, you know what, actually, surprisingly, even though Grace did her best to ruin this post game, let's not forget.
I think we should blame my cancer friend.
Yeah. Grace and her selfish cancer friend who selfishly got cancer. This turned out to be quite the personal post game. Like, that's what I feel like people want out of this, right? Because normally they get like a glimpse of your life.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say this about myself. I will never say that the Young Turks audience gives a shit about what I do.
I'm glad you're self-aware.
No. Of course. Like, when it doesn't mean that I'm doing bad. Like, I'm fine, but, you know, the Young Turks audience on YouTube specifically has a tendency to only care about personal details about my life if that's something that they can use to be like, you're a piece of shit and I hate you. Which is really weird, because, like, we're all in the same fight.
I don't know if you know this, but the YouTube audience hates all of us. It's not just
you. I thought, like, they were like, no, they don't hate Grace. They're always like,
well, who could hate Grace?
No, they're always like, Grace is great.
I don't know if you guys heard, but I'm a lesbian, so.
Do people said
dun dun.
Yeah.
No, they say, like, insensitive stuff. I think, like, a lot of people hate watch. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about, like, our core audience who love to be like, Hassan, I never watch when he's on. Like, there are a lot of people that will be like, I'm gonna not pay anymore, like, because of Hassan. Like, that's how much they're offended by it, which I don't really understand.
Offended by what?
Literally nothing I say, but the way I present myself offends them.
Is it the rings?
I think it has something to do with it, and it's not like I'm gonna take a step back and be like, yeah, let me appear more conservative for these ironically very progressive people that also objectify me a lot of the times.
How do you have the time, though, to put all the jewelry on? Because that's a constant.
That's a great question.
Hold on. But this is a serious question, right? Because I don't really like jewelry that much, but I, you know, sometimes like to accessorize, whatever. And it's especially annoying because after the wedding or during the wedding, whatever, family members gave me really nice jewelry as a wedding gift. And some of those family members are closer to me, and so they're very open about how frustrating they think it is that I don't ever wear that expensive jewelry, because they see me on camera and they're like, so how come you don't wear that ring that I got you or that necklace?
What are you, Tommy Lauren? You're not going to go out there and rock, like, jewelry, like a 10-piece or whatever.
Anyway, but, like, the reason why I don't wear it is not because I dislike it. I don't wear it because there's no fucking time. Like, it takes so much time to be like, okay, let me put this ring on and this necklace and these earrings. Like, I have my I never take the shit off. What I have on right now, I never take it off. I shower with it, I sleep with it, whatever.
I haven't taken these earrings off in, I don't even remember
I forgot
how
you
long
have
I've
earrings.
Had these earrings. Yeah.
So, like, how much time do you take to put that on? Like, at least 10 minutes.
No.
There's always so much going on.
Not at all.
It's so hard to get the clasps right.
And what is this an IUD? Is that what this is?
It's not. It's actually
a mining. Are you wearing an IUD around?
It's a mining pick, but I do like that it looks like an IUD. So whenever someone asks me, usually I say, yes, it's an IUD. Whatever. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Do you, boo?
I love IUDs.
Yeah, IUDs are great. All right. Well, anyway, Irina, our executive producer, is looking at us, and I can tell that she wants the conversation to stop.
I think it's the look of love.
Yeah, always.
So anyway, thank you for bearing with us if you're still with us. We love you guys, and thanks guys for joining me. I really appreciate it. And good luck with your set.
Thank you.
All right, guys, have a good night.